Hey world conquerors, Anicia Blue here, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the word of God. Let us pray. Father God, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty who will always be, and we worship you and we thank you for today, O God. Lord, on today, we ask that we will be able to humble ourselves at your feet, O God, that we will humble ourselves to all that you have given us authority over, our commitment to the authority, which is the word of God. Lord, your word, and we know that your word became flesh, and that flesh is Yeshua, who took on our wrath and punishment so we wouldn't have to. Father God, we thank you that we never have to experience the cross. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your blood. But on tonight, oh God, I just pray for your people. Lord, you said that you have come to give life in abundance. And we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Lord, I pray for my sisters and brothers across this nation, Father God, saved and unsaved, Lord. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that their heart will be pricked by the gospel, that your true believers, oh God, will stand up and they will not be condemned by the world, Father God. They will not worry about hearsay. They will not be confused with demonic doctrine, oh God, but we will stand and rise, and we will go out and we will conquer the world using your authority, using your word, walking like Jesus, oh God. So Lord, for those who may be in hurting and in pain and see like that there's no way out, where do I turn? Where do I go, oh Father God? I ask that you would bless them, Lord. Father God, let our faith and our belief in Jesus be unshakable. Let us maintain that commitment that no matter what, even when it does not seem that it is going the right way, that we will not compromise our character or our integrity, but we will hold on to the mighty word of Christ. Lord, I pray on tonight that this word will be a light up under our feet, that we will begin to march to the beat of the word and the drum of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I thank you because you are such a great teacher. So we bow before you. Father God, I pray right now and I bind that seducing spirit, oh Lord, where, you know, people are being seduced by movies, seduced by music, seduced by television, seduced by preachers and teachers, oh Lord. Lord, you said that there would be a time in your word that false prophets and false teachers will be among us, oh God, and even the elite may be confused, Father God. Even the elite may be fooled, oh God. So Lord, we pray that we keep our eyes on you. We do not let our ears itch. We will not let our lips and you know, want to sugarcoat things for preaching, Father God, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Lord, we know that there is a biblical warning in that. We understand that sugarcoated preaching is dangerous, oh God, to our souls, Lord. But we thank you for the word, Lord. We just ask for continuously compassion to pour out on others, oh God. Let us be a light in this world, because God, we know that you are not a man that you should lie. So we know that no matter what, you win, oh God. But we have to be committed and faithful to you in due season and out of season, oh God. We must hold on to your everlasting word. And so on tonight, we hold on to your authority, oh God. We will let nothing else have authority over our lives but your word. Your word, no matter how bad it hurts, Lord, your word, because we know that you correct those that you love. And so we thank you and we keep on the salvation, Father God. We keep on the armor, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, and the shoes of peace, and the sword of which is the word, and the shield of faith, oh Father God. So it is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray, signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue, a world conqueror. Be blessed. Good night.